My name is Dr. Jeffrey Burke. I'm a naturopath and a master herbalist and the host of the Staying Healthy radio show. My show airs Monday through Friday from 8 to 9 a.m. I bring you the best guest in the industry and the topics that are relevant for today's health. The shows stream live at 8 a.m. And for those of you that cannot listen live, my shows are now podcast daily for on-demand downloads at my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. The show is sponsored by Stay Healthy Health Food Store, Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer, now in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley. They're located at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Smith Shopping Center. Go in and see what a local retailer can do for you. Great selection, the most knowledgeable staff, the highest quality products, and amazing prices. The hours of the store are Monday through Friday 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 6, and closed on Sunday. I'm looking forward to talking with all of you soon. Stay healthy. Hello and welcome back to the Staying Healthy radio show. I thank you all for taking the time out of your day to stop by, tune in, and walk away with information vital to your good health. Learning the ins and outs about health and nutrition are probably the things that we have to concentrate on most. And I think many of us are still trying to figure out the best way to head in a healthier direction. You know, what I've learned along the way is that we need to make sure that we are doing everything we can to be as healthy as possible. I don't know if we're ever going to get it all done completely, but I think that we have to maybe edge a little closer to getting as healthy as we can. And, you know, with that comes a lot of information, a lot of opinions, and also the focus that, you know, maybe it's going to take some major changes in our lifestyle. And you know what? It's okay. We hate change, let's face it. And most of us are not going to be directly wanting to do all the things that are involved with getting healthy. But we can do it if we try. We can do it if we really do head in a healthier direction. And, you know, the thing is, we're going to notice that by making some changes, we might just end up being better than we've been in a long, long time. Every day here on the show, Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 in the morning, we talk about the updates. We talk about the alternatives and complements. We make sure that we have everything heading in a healthier direction because we know that we are going to do everything we possibly can to make sure that life is better than it's been in a long, long time. Not sure exactly if everybody is always going to be successful. And not always sure if we are going to always be successful ourselves personally. But you know what someone told me this one time? It says we can only make the change if we're ready. And we can only adopt the changes if we're ready. And that's really important. So what I try to do is make sure that we are always doing the right thing and for the right reason and making changes only for ourselves, because those are the ones that are going to stick. Those are the ones that are going to be successful. You know, every New Year's Eve, a lot of people are all grouped around at a party or something. And, you know, I was talking to someone about this the other day. I remember a party I'd gone to in Los Angeles many, many, many years ago, and it was a rooftop party. And everybody at midnight, all these people that were smokers threw their cigarettes over the roof. I don't know. That was just what they did. And like by 1 o'clock in the morning, half of them were downstairs on the bottom floor looking for their cigarettes in the bushes. You can't make a change or a resolution or something healthy for yourself just because everyone else is doing it. The most successful ones are the ones you just do on your own when you're ready to make those changes. But remember, you don't have to do them alone. The folks at Stay Healthy Health Food Store are going to help you out. Stay Healthy is your one-stop full-service location for everything health and nutrition. And they are a great place to start your healthy journey, to work with during your journey, and after you've achieved your great health, let them help you hold on to all those changes that you've worked so hard to create. Stay Healthy is in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley. They're also Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer. You'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. They are a full-service health food store, loaded with the best products, the highest quality, highest integrity products, and they only carry the best in every category of the store. You also have the most knowledgeable staff to work with, the best customer service, and that peace of mind that you gain every time you go, that's real hard to achieve in many places. Because we live in the middle of a self-service world, and at Stay Healthy, that full-service value is there every single day. So you feel helped, and you feel happy, and all that good stuff. And I think that's wonderful. Don't forget to go to their webpage, stayhealthylasvegas.com. Print a coupon to use on your next visit to the store. Leave your email address for Star newsletters, you know, every single month, just for entering your email address. And give them a thumbs up on Facebook. I got to tell you, this is a really favorite of mine. A great topic that I really, really enjoy talking about, which is colloidal silver. And there's nobody better to talk about than Dr. Sally Bird. If you haven't heard this before, you're going to be happy that you're tuning in today. If you've heard it before, I guarantee you, you're going to learn something that you missed along the way. Because we live in a world today where we have a lot of choices of things that we can do to make changes in our life. And I think colloidal silver is, for some people, the one thing that a lot of people just maybe have not thought about. Dr. Sally Bird is a board-certified traditional naturopath, a licensed body worker, and a master teacher with the Institute of Human Individuality, spearheaded by Dr. Peter D'Adamo. With over 37 years of professional experience, she has amassed a wealth of knowledge in the field of nutrition and living well. Sally is involved in the education and sales for American Biotech Labs, the world's leading silver company who specializes in safe immune system maintenance. Her career has spanned the gamut, from supplement formulation and education with Dr. Titus Vanessa, a well-respected clinical researcher in the field of anti-aging, to sales and education for the Hanes Celestial Seasonings Personal Care Division and sales training and formulation for Tree of Life supplement brand. A lot of things. And with hands-on experience as a founding partner with the Progressive Health Strategies in North Carolina, a wellness center since 1997. Sally has co-authored two books, Are Your Kids Running on Empty? And Mom, I'm Hungry, What's for Dinner? With Ellen Briggs, who shares her nutritional passion for the youth in our society. Sally is well known as a crusader for wellness and longevity. She is personally committed to inspiring positive dietary changes in people's lifestyles through her seminars, media appearances, industry events, and consumer interactions. Always a pleasure to have her here on the show. Help me welcome my guests. Hey there, how are you?
Good morning, Dr. Jeffrey. Doing fantastic.
It's always so good to have you here. I love opening my book and seeing that it's a silver day with Dr. Sally.
Well, it is a time of year where people need silver, I tell you.
I gotta tell you, I was talking to some friends the other day, and they were getting ready to go on a trip, and I said, you pick up all your stuff? And they go, yep. And I said, multiple vitamin, probiotics, all that good stuff? They said, yep. I said, colloidal silver and lozenges? And they said, check, check. And I said, okay, good, you're ready.
All right.
You know, because I'll tell you what, going to the airports, whether you're traveling by planes, trains, and automobiles, it doesn't really matter. You are going to run into things that you just can't control. So you have to have your body ready to go.
Yes. And speaking of airplanes, Jeffrey, the other day, Monday, when I was traveling quite a long distance, there are so many people coughing on the airplanes these days. I mean, a lot, like five all around you. So this one gentleman I'm in the window, he's on the aisle, he is coughing almost the entire trip. When offered a throat lozenge, he refuses to take it. So what do you do there? You've got to take care of yourself. So I'm gelling up with the gel, and I'm having a lozenge every hour because it was a longer flight, and what are you going to do? So you have to protect yourself, because even people that are coughing may not even want to accept a gift because of whatever, you know?
I was on a plane a couple years ago going to New York, and they had bumped a couple of us up to first class because it was a really light flight, believe it or not. And so I was sitting there, and the lady in front of me was sitting next to this gentleman, and he was just coughing up a storm. She offered him cough drops and even cough syrup and everything, and he would not budge. So she took her blanket and just covered up her head and sat under the blanket. For 40 minutes. And finally, he said, okay, I'll take the lozenge. She just guilted him into it. And she goes, that's a good boy. I was like, oh, my Lord. I was cracking up. So I thought it was funny. Because that was before the colloidal silver lozenges, you know, that I knew about them and before they were actually out. Otherwise, I would have been putting them on his tray saying, take these.
I know. It was just funny. Most of the time, you know, that was the only person that's never taken a throw lozenge, but most of the time people, you know, are very grateful for them. But constant lathering up with the gel, the creams, and lozenges, you know, people should get the idea.
I was getting on a flight going up to Washington, and as I was coming on, you know, there's usually a flight attendant there, and the pilot was standing there, and he was coughing miserably, and I reached in my pocket, and I gave him two, and I said, please use these, and I went back to the back, and about a half hour, 45 minutes into the flight, the flight attendant came back, and he said, thank you very much. I said, you're welcome. You know, and the funny thing is, you know, there's so many different lozenges. There's elderberry. There's all these different things. There's zinc lozenges. And I've used all of them over the years because at the time that's what there was available. Uh-huh. But, you know, now we have these colloidal silver lozenges, and I can't imagine reaching for anything else because I've seen them work. And I've told this story. I mean, we were at convention, and my throat was like raw meat. And I still had one more day of radio shows to do, and you know, before we got to the weekend, and, you know, I'm in March, and I came over to where you were, and you gave me a handful of those to try, and oh my goodness, I couldn't believe it. I was absolutely dumbfounded and speechless, two things that I usually am not. And I was really, really amazed at how well they worked, and the next day, I ripped through my show, and everything was fine.
Yeah, it's absolutely amazing. Even at this medical show, I was just working in your backyard last week, and the docs get real skeptical. You know, this is an integrative medical event. However, most of these docs are coming out of regular training, so they are getting introduced to the world of integrative medicine. They're coming out of general practice. They've been, you know, many years in medical school, so they're very concerned. And the number one question that we kept getting is microbiome. Okay, that was the magic word of the day. So as long as the silver was not going to affect the microbiome, they were like puppy dogs. They were grabbing handfuls of lozenges once we told them it does not affect their microbiome, which for your consumers is healthy bacteria that's on your skin and in your body. So it was just so funny about what words in whatever influence, circle of influence that all of us are put into will be the magic trigger or the key that unlocks the brain to accept the information that we have been trying to communicate for years. And who knows what is going to turn it on for some people, but I was just chuckling so much because Silver Biotics does not hurt the microbiome or your gut or hurt the pH of your skin.
Well, you know, the one thing that I see that has always been, you know, something that a lot of people have never thought about was the microbiome and whether they didn't really care whether or not something damaged or didn't damage. You know, this here's your antibiotics, use them, they're going to kill everything in their way, you know, and it was never an issue. And it just amazes me that now it actually is an issue, but not just an issue on our side, an issue on their side.
Yeah.
And that's quite different than what we're used to.
Yes, well, it was the concern from the docs who want advancement right now has been an amazing crossing over. The last 3 years, we have seen so many of them want to do better for their patients and mm-hmm. for themselves. A lot of them are ordering product, not just for their practices. If you're in a hospital or a very large corporate event or even work in a nursing home or something, you might have limits to using what is ordered by the company. But many of these docs, nurses, all types of PAs, practitioners, they're ordering product for themselves to put in their scrubs for them, which is a big change. They are taking their own health seriously, and they see how so much of medicine has been compromised with maybe an over-abuse of medications in certain areas, and they want answers. They want an answer to what has always been used. That would be a better choice for their patients and themselves. And to me, that's so exciting to see that natural medicine, and with silver at the forefront for these docs because they understand the mechanics of it as an antimicrobial, is very exciting. And I'm sure you're seeing it in your path also, Jeffrey.
Very much so. You know, for people that are tuning in for the very first time, maybe a little refresher course on exactly what we're talking about on colloidal silver. You know, a lot of people are used to hearing us talk about vitamins and minerals and herbs and amino acids and proteins. And, you know, colloidal silver kind of has its own category. Maybe a little refresher course on what it is and what sets silver biotics apart.
Well, silver has been used for many centuries as an antimicrobial product. This is way before, you know, back thousands of years ago, they didn't have antibiotics and, you know, commonly administered by the health professionals. So silver was used as silverware, you know, 100% sterling silverware was used in the Middle Ages to keep, quote, the wealthy healthy from all the plagues that were going on, especially in Europe at that time. It was, you know, used by the Greeks, the Romans, many civilizations, even the Egyptians were using silver to coat the interior for wine casks, water casks, the sewers, the water pipelines, anything that could create a bacterial negative, they would use silver in, from drinking water, cooking water, and including the town wells. So what's been exciting over the years is when America was being settled, they would put silver coins in casks of water so that they would be safe from bacterial growth. Even the Australian outback folks would put silverware. If they didn't have a silver coin, they would use sterling silver, and they could put it in their water tanks to keep them hydrated and to prevent spoilage. So all different types of civilizations from whatever class of people there were, silver leaf has been used and is still used in countries like India for certain ceremonial issues and also as a digestive aid with fresh fennel seeds. They coat fennel seeds and cardamom with silver as a digestive aid so people won't get sick from eating contaminated food. So fast forward into the 21st century, silver has evolved. Most people lump all silver into the colloidal silver blanket of information. However, there's many different types of silver. There is ionic and non-ionic, and it gets a little technical, but the Silver Biotics it's a family company started in 1998, has advanced silver into being the new technologically advanced and safer form of silver. If you can think of the Internet, right? 5G mm-hmm. is very advanced. Silver is that type of technology. It is extremely safe. So what this company has done is taken regular silver nitrate and put a UV technology combined with regular silver nitrate and made it so stable that it is safe even for an infant in their eyes, in their mouth, and to be consumed daily from birth until death. That's how safe this silver is. So when they process it, it is not a traditional colloid. It's a newer form. The molecular structure, this is as most chemistries are going to get, is Ag404, known as silver sol, and it is the only silver in the world that has been deemed safe to swallow as a human being every single day. There's been many studies on it, and it is not, I repeat, not ionic, because people get confused. Ionic silver, which is plain silver nitrate, doesn't have the frequency or the stability to hold up in the body. So even though it may kill a bacteria, it can fall in the tissue of your body. So it's almost like turning off the light switch after 2 minutes. With the Silver Sol AG404 technology by Silver Biotics, it has the capacity to stay in your bloodstream and work for about 20 hours. Then it slowly dissipates out of your blood, and it is 100% removed from your blood after 24 hours and body after a day and a half, 2 days max. So it's extremely safe. It is impossible for it to build up. Now, that's only the beginning of what this technology does. It also works better than a traditional colloid. It can also prevent a virus from reproducing, and they have many, many research papers on this, and it will kill yeast and mold, along with the easy things like bacteria. It actually neutralizes the DNA of a bacteria. So this technology has been so far advanced, and what the company has done now is, yes, they make traditional silver that you can drink, and it tastes like water. However, they've also made some really cool products. And Dr. Jeffrey and myself, we love these Manuka honey silver throat lozenges with just a tad bit of organic peppermint in them. And they are literally saving our immune systems wherever we travel and talk, because we're very involved with being in front of people at all times. Then they have hand creams, they have oral care products, and even a new CBD cream, and they're working on a whole slew of other products for the future. So this is more than just traditional colloidal silver, and the research is off the charts. They have 56 patents right now on their technology and almost 500 papers from anything you can possibly think of. So it's very researched, it's credible, it's safe, and it's not expensive. This is affordable healthcare at its best.
Sally, thank you. I really appreciate that. We are going to take our break early because we're getting flooded with questions and emails. So stay tuned for Dr. Sally Bird. We will be right back.
Sunny Mood is a feel-good formula that can help lift your spirits when you're feeling down. This innovative product supplies a broad spectrum of phytonutrients and essential minerals to target mood and emotional health. Mood Enhancement. Sunny Mood supports a positive mental state to promote feelings of happiness and well-being. Plus, it features a powerful rhodiola extract that is standardized to a minimum of 3% rosaphins and 1% salidricides. Emerging research has demonstrated rhodiola's mood-elevating and brain-energizing effects. Emotional balance. Sunny Mood supports emotional stability and calmness. Combining adaptogenic botanicals, soothing nerve relaxants, and harmonizing nutrients such as L-theanine, this multifaceted formula can help you maintain mental balance during times of heightened emotional stress. Sunny Mood is designed for overall mental health and is ideally suited for individuals with temporary depressed mood, occasional anxiety, emotional reactivity, temporary stress-related exhaustion, and mental fatigue. Sunny Mood can be used daily for health maintenance or as needed to balance the mind and emotions. Sunny Mood from Irwin Naturals. Available at Stay Healthy, 840 South Rancho at Charleston.
dive deep into heightened mental alertness, strength, and mobility as your body absorbs omega-3 nutrients, a transformation of energy, radiance, and vitality is restored. A new, healthier, and balanced you has surfaced from Barleen's Fresh Catch Fish Oil. Barleen's fish comes from the Earth's purest, most pristine cold waters. A four-generation family fishing heritage guarantees that every drop has the highest levels of beneficial omega-3s, which are essential in supporting overall health, such as increased energy, joint mobility, mental clarity, and heart health. The International Fish Oil Standards, the world's strictest testing lab, has honored Barleen's Fresh Catch Fish Oil with the highest five-star rating. Try these delicious, all-natural citrus flavors, and you'll see why Barleen's was voted the 2010 Essentials and Top Gear Awards for Best Fish Oil. Barleen's Fresh Catch Fish Oil. It's freshness you can feel.
Available at Stay Healthy, 840 South Radua, Charleston, in the Town and Country Center.
I'm Joan Robinson, co-founder of Cedar Bear Naturals Liquid Herbal Products. We developed our children's liquid herbal formulas when our own children were young. Kids can't swallow pills and won't take anything that tastes yucky. So we made our herbs taste great, work great, easy to use, and they're totally alcohol-free, so you can be confident that they are good for you and your kids.
Life Seasons is committed to providing high-quality, condition-specific supplements that support a healthy and vibrant life. Life Seasons is guided by a simple yet powerful belief. Best ingredients. Best formulas. Best results. Life Seasons clearly states the levels of each ingredient, and all products are magnesium stearate-free, gluten-free, and made with the purest ingredients available. Life Seasons does extensive research to develop their condition-specific formulas and are guided by four core philosophies in the development of its formulas. First, we take a naturopathic approach, meaning we try to get to the base cause of the illness and trying to bring the body's own innate healing force into play to heal the patient inside out, or metaphorically, from the ground up. Second, we incorporate an eclectic approach. It means that the doctor or practitioner is going to choose from a wide range of treatment options and opt for the one or ones that seem best, as long as the treatments are natural, holistic, and non-invasive. Third, we use doctrine of signatures, which is one of the oldest aspects of a foundational tenet of scientific investigation, observation. Ancient herbalists noticed by general and close observation of physical characteristics of plants, things like color, shape of leaves or roots, growing conditions, environmental preferences, and animal usage, that plants gave clues as to what uses as food and medicine they might be effectively used for. Lastly, we formulate tonics. Did you know that the oldest systems of medicine in the world, TCM and Ayurvedic medicine, teach about and use a class of medicines known as tonics as their highest, best treatments? Tonics allow the body to work its way into balance, and balance cures faster and more deeply than any external force. See the complete line of Life Seasons products at Stay Healthy, 840 South Rancho at Charleston.
All right, we're back. My guest today, Dr. Sally Bird, representing Silver Biotics. Remember all the products that Stay Healthy from Silver Biotics, 25% off every day on the Silver products. Just check on the discounts when you go in. The discounts vary, but they're always awesome. Make sure to check out the lozenges, check out the lotions, check out the liquids, the gels. Oh, my goodness. They're all amazing. And I know we talk about them a lot during this time of the year, but this is usually the time of the year that a lot of people start using them, and then they just stay on them the rest of the year because they finally learned that germs have no season. So keeping your immune system strong all year long is important, not just around the holidays and cold and flu season. Stay Healthy at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center, northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. They're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 6. Closed on Sunday. Remember to ask for Silver Biotics, colloidal silver by name. So, Sally, right before we left, we were just getting bombarded with questions. This is a really good one. It says, I've heard you talk about silver over the years being really good in a liquid form, but now we know that it's in lotions and gels and lozenges. Do you think they'll ever come out with a capsule, or is that something they would never do?
That's a great question that the company has received many, many times. However, unless it would be in a soft gel capsule with liquid inside, mm-hmm. it's not economical and it's not realistic. Because the silver, remember, it's a water base. So the silver itself, when they take the silver wires and it's actually electrocuted into the water, it's there has to be a lot of fluid with it in order for the silver's frequencies to work. If it's dried, it's not going to work as well for this safer type of silver. So unfortunately, no, there's probably not a tablet or capsule even in the near future. However, the closest they could get to it would be a lozenge because it's liquid honey with the silver. So it worked in a lozenge candy type form because of the liquid base. But no to tablets and capsules. It's just not going to be as effective, and it's not going to be cost-effective either.
All right. This one came in. It says, I've been using the colloidal silver for a long time. I love this line of products. I use the gel. I carry the lozenges with me. I am a disciple of Silver Biotics. My daughter and my two young grandchildren have moved in with me for the next 6 months. I don't need kid germs around me. Can I give it to the kids? They're 6 and 7 years old. Obviously, I'll mention it to their practitioner, who I've not met yet. But just wonder, do kids use this or just adults?
Another fabulous question. Yes, please give it to those children to protect the entire household. There is a children's dose on the side of the box. It's usually half the dose of what an adult takes. It would be very safe to give a 6 and a 7 year old, a teaspoon a day of the silver. There's no buildup, and it will help their immune system stay stronger. So, yes, yes, yes.
Next question. I put a lot in my smoothie in the morning because I find it, as you say, Jeff, the best place to hide all the stuff and get it out of the way so I don't have to carry it with me during the day. And I love my smoothie. Silver in a smoothie? Yes, no, maybe.
Fantastic way as to make a smoothie more nutrient dense, which means you try to cram as much stuff in there as possible so you don't have to remember to take it throughout the day. That is always a positive. The only negate, if you add salt into your smoothie, please take it out. If you had, I'm just trying to think of something that's super salty, maybe too much celery. Again, salt negates the molecular frequency at the same time. So if you're just adding berries and fats, some almond butter, some tea, almond milk, or something like that, it's fine. As long as you don't put, you know, raw salt in it, which many people use because many people are mineral deficient. So don't add any type of mineral salt supplement extra into the smoothie, then you're safe with the silver. Many of the green drinks, for years, we have been recommending that you would use extra spices like cinnamon, because cinnamon also helps your immune system and it tastes fantastic, and it's available this time of year because of all the baking and whatnot. So if you were to add cinnamon and silver plus some greens, a few fruits, fats, almond butter like we mentioned, that's fine. So go for it.
That's a really good question. This one says, I heard Sally mention something about using the silver gel on the plane. What was she doing with it?
What was I doing? Great question. I was keeping myself well. And I put it on my hands because it would act as a four-hour bandage. It's like an invisible bandage against pretty much any pathogen known to mankind at this time. And then I put it on my hands, and while it's still wet, because it takes about 60 seconds, 1 minute, to be completely absorbed, and then you can't feel it at all. It's not greasy. I also put it on my face and at the base of my nose and a little bit in my ears. And people might look at me and think I'm strange, but I'm protected from that gentleman who was coughing the whole plane trip. Mm-hmm. So you do not, when you do this, on your hands, on your face, and at the bottom of your nose, you do not need to clean your airplane tray that's in front of you. Or be concerned about a pillow, a blanket, or anything else, and it really takes the OCD craziness out of flying or traveling on a public metro, train, or whatever.
You know, I was talking with someone the other day, and I mentioned this, I think, end of last week. We were talking about the planes, and they said, well, they clean the planes before you get on there. And I said, really? How often do you travel? Do you see the people come off the plane, and within less than 5 minutes, they say, now boarding? I mean, they fluff it. They just fluff and pick up garbage and papers. And I said, they don't do anything, maybe spray some air spray. I said, you have to protect yourself. Because if you're waiting for them to do it, you're going to be sitting in that airport for a long time.
Yes, excellent, excellent. I also advise people take a small bottle of essential oils, and there's so many good ones. We all have our preferences, to put it on your wrists, and you could put a drop of essential oil onto that silver gel and put it everywhere, too. Then you also smell, you can smell good things, not someone's, you know, say someone's bringing something that smells horrible on the plane to eat because they just grabbed it at the terminal or something. It just helps your own little bubble of health, you know. You're kind of protected. So if you have a familiar smell and the essential oils, bring that, bring the silver gel, bring the lozenges. And some people bring the spritzers of water for their face, you know, to hydrate because you get so darn dehydrated. You can also add water to a spritzer and spray your face with rose water, for instance, or something of that nature, or a witch hazel spray. It works well.
Now, what would be your favorite essential oil? I mean, I love peppermint. I love eucalyptus. I like even things like citrus and orange and frankincense. I mean, I like a lot of them. Do you have a special one you like?
Yes, I do, and it's geranium oil.
Really?
Love geranium because, number one, happy smell, just like in the citrus family. They use citrus a lot to elevate mood. And geranium is so darn uplifting. When you are just in one of those places that you just need a hug, it also is remarkable for your immune system. They use it a lot now in bug repellent. So many times when I'm in a different country, and those who know me know I love to scuba dive and do anything beach, warm climate things. So I will take the essential oil from geranium and sometimes a drop of lemongrass or lavender and put it, and you can use tea tree if you want or oregano, but they don't smell as good. So if you add a drop or two into the silver gel and you can coat your face, you will not get bit by bugs. That's another little tip in case anybody's heading to a buggy place for the holidays or in their travels. But geranium for me is my go-to oil, and I love sandalwood and frankincense. Those are two more. And peppermint is good for headaches and indigestion, so that's a practical one.
Huh. You're like the fourth or fifth person that told me geranium. So, you know, so I think I'm going to have to switch over and try the geranium now. And all for the same exact reason, too. So that's pretty cool. I have to pass that on. This is a good one. It says, Jeff, I burnt my hand about 2 weeks ago, and I burnt it on the end near the cuticle on three of my fingers. I wasn't paying attention at the stove. I've always had electric, and I went to gas. Wasn't quite ready for it. And I didn't have anything with me except for I had bought some silver gel to use inside my nose on the plane so I wasn't breathing in a lot of germs. So I covered my fingers in the gel and almost immediately the pain went away. And the next morning I had no redness. Was not sure I could do that, but figured why not.
He's an intelligent human being. Thank goodness he did that. He just saved his hand. Now, the gel has been not approved. It's been cleared by FDA for first and second degree burns. And then they have another medical one for third degree burns. So that was a good call. If you kept the gel in the refrigerator, it would cool it down more, That's just a tip. If you have an extra tube of gel and you're around, you work as a cook, a chef, or you're at baking a lot of things in the kitchen, you may want to put a tube in the refrigerator. You can apply it every 2 to 4 hours if you're severely burned. It can go right into broken skin. Remember, this is an antimicrobial gel, and it is safe to be put directly into a wound or a burn.
Okay, here's the next question. That's going to go right along the same way. It said, I had surgery about a week ago, and my doctor wants me to use Neosporin or some kind of an antibacterial cream on the wound, and I just hate that stuff, and I've been using Silver Gel, and it seems like it's healing very quickly. Does it protect the same way that the stuff that he recommended works?
Fabulous question, because that other product is readily available in drugstores and the big box stores now for many years. However, at these medical shows that I'm very privileged to attend with our company, many doctors want to get away from it because they have found that over time, like after 2 or 3 applications, the product can actually not work anymore and can actually cause damage to cellular healing, which is the complete opposite of what's going on in the advertising and marketing world. So many of these doctors are now turning to Silver Gel instead, which is a smart decision. So your listener made the correct choice. It will not only heal better, faster, it's safer on top of that. And they can put it on every 2 to 4 hours. It's perfectly fine. There's no overdose. And what the gel does at the application site, say it's the burn or the cut, it will totally neutralize the bacteria, the virus, the yeast, the mold, or the burn, and promote active stem cell healing at that site quickly. So not only is it used in burn centers now, it's used in tattoo parlors or anywhere where there is skin abrasion. And many of the integrative health professionals are using it in their clinics for that.
You know, as you think about this, and if you really use it successfully one time in some area of your life, you're going to think about other things that you can use it for or wish you'd had it when you needed it before. I have a lady that just chimed in. She said, I had some really bad red irritation along the lip of my eyelid. And I called my doctor, and he said, just rinse your eyes out, make sure they're nice and clean. And he said, try not to be out in the dust and the dirt. Well, that wasn't enough for me. I put the silver in an eye cup and rolled it back on my eye and got it inside my eye and on the eyelid, and then just laid back with cucumber slices on my eyes to just cool them down. And a couple applications, and the redness was gone off my eyelid. And I was just pleasantly surprised, because I know, Jeff, you talked about using it in your eyes when you get alfalfa dust in your eyes, which I have. So
yes.
You will
yes.
think of new Very things smart. To use it for.
Isn't that? Now, that's such a knowledgeable, practical way, and your listener is very wise, because the silver is very safe to use in the eye. And even in the evening times, if you were to still have an irritation, you can literally put the gel directly in your eye. Uh-huh. So whether you have irritation or even something stronger, we always get the pink eye question or ringworm, you know, on the arm, wherever it is. So whatever infection in the eye, you can spray the silver directly in the eye. You can use an eye cup, or you can use the gel. The only negative with the gel is that your eyelashes kind of stick together, so that's why we recommend using that at night. So any of the products, those three are very safe for you. So kudos. That's great.
You know, I have a friend of mine. She travels probably as much as you do, and she's a huge Silver Biotics person. She takes it. She uses the gel. She uses everything, puts it up her nose on the plane. I mean, lozenges, the whole thing. I mean, she could be like a billboard for Silver Biotics. But she also carries a little spray bottle, and she puts the silver in there. And when she gets in her hotel rooms, she kind of missed it on things like doorknobs and remote controls. And she kind of missed it on things that she's going to be touching in the room. And she said, since she started this entire protocol, she has not got sick. And she's been in a field of sick people. So that's, you know, she's in this heavy duty protocol. She goes, even when she goes down to do lectures and stuff, she sprays the microphone, sprays the kiosk she's standing at, the podium. You know, she's a big, big believer. But you know what? When you're used to being sick and you find a way to not be sick, you're on board.
Yeah. Who wants to be sick? Ugh. You know, some people, they're so used to, say, allergies at certain times of the year, or even, you know, during the winter months and whatnot. People are used to getting a cold a year. What if they don't have to get that? What if their allergies aren't going to be so severe? So many people are so used to being sick, they don't even know what being well is. And that will definitely change the paradigm, exactly what you said.
Well, you know, and I think sometimes when you're used to being sick, you just accept it. I have teachers that will say, okay, back to school after the summer, 2 weeks in, we'll all be sick.
Oh.
And I'm like, maybe you should try something a little different this year. You know, get on your colloidal silver. You hear me talking about it. Suck on a lozenge, a couple of them during the day. You know, the kids start getting sick. They're all aimed at you. You're going to be getting all those germs being coughed in your direction. You know, put a little silver up your nose before you start your class. You know, if you have to do it before every class, you can. You know, and spray the area around you. You know, drink more water. You know, be proactive. And, you know, once they do, and they find out that it's week three, week four, they're into Thanksgiving holiday and they haven't been sick, you know, it starts to, they have the aha moments then.
Yes, they do. And you know what? As a teacher, teachers have the most challenging jobs. You know, they're educating our children for future generations of leadership in this country. Even changing the way people think is, well, I'm going to stay well this year, Jeffrey. Doesn't even the vocabulary coming out of these people's mouths, sometimes I cringe. I said there's so many positive, if people expect to get sick, is what I'm saying, they will get sick.
True.
So we have to put also some spin on the positivity with the wellness. And that is such a dynamic combination of source. So, because wellness is really a choice, if you really break it apart, it's a choice. And we can't prevent everything, but we know what to do.
I have a friend that used to go, we would go to events and stuff, and we'd walk into these auditoriums and these big ballrooms, and, you know, we'd walk in there, and there would be all these people in there, and we'd be standing there talking, and you could hear somebody cough all the way on the other side of the room, and he would say, well, I'm going to be sick tomorrow. And, I mean, it was just that mentality, and, you know, once we got a hold of him and switched him around and made some changes and stuff, he doesn't have that mentality any longer. But, boy, he'd be the first one, and we would all look at each other just waiting for him to say, huh, going to be sick tomorrow, you know. But it doesn't happen anymore, and he doesn't think that way anymore.
Yes, that's exactly right.
Well, I want to say thank you for being here today. Anything you want to leave the listeners with about using colloidal silver that they can keep in the back of their mind when they get to stay healthy, hopefully coming up for the holiday that's at hand, and then beginning the year with it as well?
Well, I just can't believe this hour has gone by so quickly.
I know. I know.
So, I just want to leave all your listeners, you guys rock. You are so intelligent, you listen to things, and you even educate Dr. Jeffrey and myself all the time on better ways to even use the silver biotics. Just have it with you at all times in whatever version works best for your life. The company continues to test and research all types of different things that are going to help you stay healthier and make better choices in your personal wellness care. So just thank you for just listening and using your brains to make better choices and for supporting Stay Healthy. We can't, you guys rock. I learn from you every time I'm on this show, and just so grateful for Dr. Jeffrey and the work that he does through the Stay Healthy store, and have an amazing holiday season.
Well, right back at you, my friend. Be well, and we'll start up all over again after the first of the year.
All right.
Have a wonderful holiday, my dear.
You too.
Bye-bye. My guest today, Dr. Sally Bird, isn't she wonderful? She's always educating, and she is on the road. I told you about her the other day. She's on the road about 90 weeks a month, 90 weeks a year. Obviously, there's not 90 weeks, but that's how much she's on the road, constantly educating, out in the trenches, teaching, and making sure that people have the tools they need to make these amazing, decisive decisions. And, you know, she's like me. We've been around a long time, but we've also learned how to open up our minds to changes and differences in our industry and new scientific studies and new digestibility and bioavailable studies, because it keeps you on your toes, because the supplements and things we used 20, 30 years ago are no longer what we should be using today, because things today are better. And there's better, easier, more complete combinations that we didn't have when we started 30, 40 years ago. So always stay in tune, always stay up to date, always stay relevant. And if you tune into my show Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 in the morning, that's exactly what I do. I always stay relevant for today's world. The relevant topics and the things that we need to talk about, you know, and the things we just don't talk enough about. We're all guilty of that. We get busy. Life gets in the way. And before you know it, you know, something else is happening and you may not have been thinking about your health for a really long time. And all of a sudden, there's some stuff going on. And if you're not focusing on it, it's going to change the parameters of your lifestyle. So maybe a little bit of good stuff along the way may just keep you from ending down those unhealthy situations, maybe slow them down, help you recover from and out of them a little bit better. But you have to be aware and you have to prioritize and you have to think about yourself. It's great to be that go-to person for everyone in your life. Kudos. It's commendable. But if you don't take care of yourself, you can't be that person for them and you can't be that person for you. Start your journey at Stay Healthy Health Food Store. You're going to find them to be not only amazingly helpful, but educated and informed, up-to-date and relevant, with the best customer service, the best selection of the highest quality products available in the nutrition marketplace. Only the best, great prices every single day. And don't forget to visit their webpage, stayhealthylasvegas.com. And make sure that you leave your email address to get newsletters and print a coupon to use on your next visit to the store. And don't forget, a thumbs up on Facebook will keep you connected with their great post every single day. Become part of the Stay Healthy family. 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Remember, courtesy of Lotus Broadcasting and my awesome producer, all of my shows are recorded, podcast, and archived every day and put on my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com, for on-demand downloads of the podcast. Remember, Silver Biotics, check for the specials, up to 25% off. Enjoy your day. God bless. Thank you for tuning in to the Staying Healthy Radio Show. Remember to tune in Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 a.m. for the most up-to-date, relevant information on your health with the best guest in the industry, helping all of us to get healthy, be healthy, and stay healthy. For your convenience, podcasts of the show are now available at my website, drjeffreyburke.com. Simply click on the archive icon to make available on-demand podcast downloads. Make sure to visit Stay Healthy Health Food Store for all your nutrition needs. Stay Healthy provides reliable, responsible, relevant service every single day. I look forward to talking with all of you soon.